America's founding fathers recognized that one of the keys in forming a lasting and effective government is an accurate anthropology. You need to have a right view of those who will govern and be governed. If men were angels, wrote James Madison in Federalist No. 51, no government would be necessary. Madison was echoing the great spark of the Reformation, Martin Luther, who said, "If all the world were true Christians, there would be neither need nor use for princes, kings, lords, the sword or law. What would there be for them to do?" It was this understanding that the hearts of men are deceitful and desperately sick, to borrow from the prophet Jeremiah in chapter 17, that led our founders to divide and significantly limit government power. It led to an emphasis on checks and balances. Many find an image of our three branches of government outlined in Isaiah chapter 33. The Lord is our judge, judicial. The Lord is our lawgiver, legislative. The Lord is our king, executive. God is able to justly handle all three duties. Fallen men, not so much. Wise Christians will always oppose power being placed in fewer and fewer hands, whether it's a president with his pen and phone, a speaker of the House demanding changes in procedure, or judges failing to interpret the law and instead making their own. Since America's original political wisdom was derived from God through His Word, Christians must again become leaders in political philosophy, and Christ followers should seek to serve their communities in elected office. Otherwise, only those who don't recognize God and these restraints will. You tell me, is that a good thing? For Point of View, I'm Bob Allen with a point to ponder.